From the WABE newsroom, during the recession, a lot of homes in Metro Atlanta, as we have often heard, went into foreclosure. And in many cases, investment companies bought them up and turned them into rental properties. Well, a new study finds that as landlords, those companies are a lot more likely to give tenants eviction notices faster. And WABE's Stephanie Stokes takes a look.
Here's a scenario from Atlanta Federal Reserve Bank researcher Elora Raymond.
Say you're a low-income household and you're paid hourly and your kid gets sick.
You end up having to take 3 days off work.
You live paycheck to paycheck. That means that your rent is going to be 3 days late.
What happens next, she says, depends on who your landlord is. Her study for the Atlanta Fed finds corporate landlords are 8% more likely to file eviction notices than mom-and-pop ones. And that's just the average. Some companies were almost 20% more likely. One firm gave a third of its tenants notices. Raymond says it's kind of a wake-up call.
As private equity firms become bigger players in becoming landlords, we should keep an eye on it and we should think about what the ramifications for this are.
Diane Tom is with the National Rental Home Council, which represents some of these investor landlords. She points out the millions these companies have spent rehabbing homes around Atlanta.
I think it's important to see the benefit that these investors are bringing to these communities, particularly in a time like 2010 when many of these communities were hit the hardest.
Tom also reminds people that notices don't always translate into evictions. She says 3/4 of their cases get resolved. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.